何星輝弟兄為他做翻譯。
First, I want to commend all of you for being here this morning.
今日嗰個天氣咁差嘅時候，大家都翻嚟，我好高興見到大家。
I'm sure when you looked out the window this morning, you probably said, "Oh, I think I'll go back to bed."
咁啊，今朝大家望出窗門見到咁大雪嘅時候咧，咁可能你話，不如我就咁繼續瞓覺啊，唔好翻教會啦。
I know I had put away all my snow things.In the basement already.
唉，我嗰啲铲雪铲啊，嗰啲嘢冚唪都系收晒喺嗰个地库嗰度啦，已经。
So we're thankful that you came to worship the Lord.
好高兴啊，见到大家喺咁嘅天气，亦都翻翻嚟教会嚟敬拜神。
I want to begin my sermon by sharing a little bit about the circumstances about how I became a Christian.
今日咧，其实想同大家分享一下咧，我主任牧师点样系成为咗个基督徒嘅。
See, I did not grow up in a Christian home.
我是在一个基督教的家庭长大的。
My parents became Christians later on.
哦，我是不是在一个基督教家庭长大的，我的父母呢是后来才是信耶稣的。
My parents were hardworking immigrants from Taiwan.
咁我个父母呢都是在台山移民来到美国的一个后刻苦的一个家庭。
They taught us to study hard and get into a good college.
咁样佢就教我哋啲细路咧，就系要好努力咁样读书啦，嚟到去喺呢度嚟去生活。
And the goal was to make a lot of money.
咁样咧，嗰个目的咧就系要喺美国咧系赚到钱。
We grew up in Cambridge.
我哋喺剑桥市嚟到长大嘅。
This was before it became a very expensive place to live.
咁样当时候剑桥市咧冇而家咁贵嘅。
We had some neighbors.That lived across the street from us.
咁咧就我哋隔篱，即系我哋条街嘅对面街嗰啲邻居啦。
They were not Chinese people; they were Caucasian people.
咁样咧都系啲白人啦，都冇中国人噶。
In fact, this couple was even older than my parents.
咁样咧就我哋对面街有一个白人嘅夫妇咧，仲老过我个父母嘅。
But somehow they invited my brother and I to go to their church.
咁样咧，竟然咧呢对嘅白人嘅夫妇咧嚟到邀请我同我个兄弟咧就去教会。
They attended a Baptist church in Cambridge。
咁样佢哋系喺剑桥市嘅一间嘅浸信会嚟到聚会噶。
I was about 10 years old around that time。
咁嗰阵时候咧，我就系十岁左右啦。
And I was actually interested in going to church。
咁样，但系我十岁嘅时候，我竟然系话好有兴趣咧，想去教会。
Because it was around that time, and was asking a lot of questions.About life.
咁咧，嗰阵时候咧，就嗰个岁数，我就开始咧对生命咧有好多嘅疑问啦。
I was asking who am I?
咁咧就问啦，我系边个咧
？Where am I going?
咁啊，我以后要去边度咧
？What is the purpose of life?
咁样咧，生命嘅意义系有啲乜嘢啦
？Is there a life after death?
咁样死咗人死咗之后咧，系咪仲有生命噶啦
？And so when they invited me to church, I was actually interested in attending.
咁所以咧，呢对白人夫妇邀请我去教会嘅时候咧，我非常之有兴趣去教会。
But this couple only went to the worship service at 11 o'clock.
咁咧嗰阵时候咧，就呢对白人夫妇净系去参加崇拜嘅啫。嗰个崇拜系11点钟嘅崇拜。
And I must admit, I found the sermon kind of long and boring.
咁咧嗰阵时候去到嗰间教会咧，我就听到嘅时候咧，嗰啲讲道比又长又闷嘅。
But, they also had Sunday school early at 9:30.
咁后面我发觉呢原来佢哋九点半再早啲嘅时候啦九点半嘅时候呢有主日学喎。
And there just so happened that there were another set of neighbors on the same street that went to the church and went to Sunday school.
咁我哋条街呢又有另一个家庭呢又系去过嗰间教会㗎喎。咁佢哋呢就甚至系去埋嗰个九点半嗰个嘅主日学。
In fact, they had children that were about the same age as myself.
咁呢度另外呢家人呢咁佢亦有啲細路呢就同我哋一样咁嘅年纪嘅。
And so every week they would take us to Sunday school.
咁所以呢个第二个家庭呢有細路嘅家庭呢就带埋我哋呢就去到呢个教会度啦。去主日学。
I must admit, I learned a lot more in Sunday school because it was more personal.
咁样就我喺主日学学到嘅嘢咧更加多喎，因为咧佢系比较可以个人嘅嚟到去学学到我可以喺个人应用到。
I could ask questions and I would get some answers.
咁样就喺主日学嘅老师咧，我可以问一啲好个人嘅问题咧，亦都系会得到嘅答案。
See, up until that time, I thought if I lived a pretty good life.
咁样咧就当时候咧，我都觉得我个生活都几好啊。
And if I lived a good enough life, I felt I would be able to go to heaven.
咁咧就如果我继续咁样好好嘅生活落去咧，或者我以后都会上天堂噶啦。
Now I recognize there are certain areas I need to fix up in my life.
咁咧就我亦都知道咧，喺自己嗰个嘅生命嘅里边咧，有一啲嘅嘢系需要改进嘅。
For instance, I had a bad temper.
咁咧，例如啦吓，我个脾气好臭嘅。
But if I just fix that up.Then I should be able to go to heaven.
咁咧，如果咧我能够控制到我个脾气咧，咁我以后咧就会上天堂噶啦。
But I learned that the Bible says that we are all sinners.
但喺主日学里边咧，所学到嘅就系话，圣经话咧就唔系咁样噶。
We're all separated from God.
因为我哋都系罪人，我哋都系与同神隔离嘅。
And I could never be good enough for God.Through my own efforts.
无论我用尽任何嘅方法，我点样做得好啊？喺神嘅眼中，我都系一个罪人。
But I learned the good news that Jesus Christ died for my sins.
咁咧，我就学习到咧，就系因为耶稣基督死嘅缘故，我能够有见得到神。
So after attending Sunday school and church for a couple of years, I decided I wanted to become a Christian.
有好几年嘅时间，我喺嗰间教会个主日学同埋个崇拜里边嘅成长，又慢慢咧我就会成为咗基督徒。
And I was reflecting upon the circumstances about how I became a Christian。
咁咧，当我回顾翻我细个嗰阵我点样信耶稣嘅时候咧
？What if these neighbors didn't live across the street from us？
咁如果呢我哋个对面街嗰个邻居唔系住喺我哋对面街
？What if they never？Invited my brother and I to go to church.
或者佢哋住喺我哋对面街，但系从来唔邀请我同我细佬一齐去教会咧。
I was thinking maybe I would never become a Christian.
咁如果佢哋冇邀请我哋嘅时候，我哋可能咧就以后都冇机会听福音信耶稣嘅。
And you can think about your own story.
咁咧，大家谂翻喺我哋自己嗰个嘅故事点样
？If you were a Christian and how you became a Christian.
如果我哋当中系基督徒嘅，我哋谂翻起当时候我哋点样信耶稣嘅
？And if some things change, would you have become a Christian?
如果当时候冇人传福音俾你嘅时候，或者系嗰啲情况冇出现嘅时候，你会唔会喺今日？是成为基督徒。
Was it by chance that I became a Christian?
是不是一个的偶然的机会突然间你就信了耶稣呢
?Was I just lucky to be a Christian?
是不是我们信耶稣是很好彩呢
?Well, I believe that the passage that we're going to look at today helps us to understand more, and help to answer some of those questions.
今天那个圣经里面这个故事呢来到会教导我们看清楚信耶稣怎样是可以信到耶稣呢
We're going to be looking at Acts chapter 8 verses 25 through 40.
咁咧，我哋就会系喺《使徒行传》第八章咧，就嗰段嘅经文咧会睇到。
And we're going to look first at the story, and then get some lessons from that story.
咁咧，我哋首先睇嗰个故事啦。咁然之后咧，就喺呢个故事里边咧嚟到去揾出一啲嘅教训。
Let me first give you some background before of this passage.
咁咧就喺呢个故事咧，尤其是有少少背景嘅。
This is early in the history of the church。
呢个咧就系我哋早期基督教嘅早期教会嘅时候。
At this point, there were only Jewish Christians。
咁早期教会咧大部分嘅其实所有嘅信徒咧都系有犹太背景嘅。
And those Jewish Christians, it seems, came from these large events.
咁样咧，呢啲信徒咧，都系一个好大嘅场合里边咧，大家一齐信耶稣噶。
For instance, in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, 2,000 people came to Christ at the same time.
喺使徒行传，喺使徒行传第二章嗰度就话到咧，有同一个时间咧，有圣灵降临嘅时候，有3,000人一齐信耶稣噶。
In Acts chapter 3, there was 2,000 people that became Christians at the same time.
在《使徒行传》的第三章呢又亦都看到有2,000个信徒呢 ,2,000 个犹太人呢同一时间信耶稣。
And so you may think that people become Christians through these big evangelistic events.
咁当时候呢如果就咁睇嘅话就点样系啲人点样信耶稣呢就系有一啲咁嘅大型嘅聚会同一个时间二三千人一起信耶稣嘅。
But we'll see in this story that one person reached one other person.
咁样咧，但系今日要睇嗰个故事咧，系啱啱相反喎，就系、是、有一个人向另外一个人传福音，系得一个人信耶稣嘅啫。
God used Philip in this story。
咁呢个故事咧就系神用使徒腓利所作嘅事。
Now Philip was not an apostle。
哦，使徒啊，腓利唔系使徒。
He you might say is a lay person。
咁咧，佢可能系就系一个根本就唔系传道人嚟添。
In Acts chapter 6, we first meet him, and he was a person that was helping to distribute food to the widows.
在《使徒行传》第六章呢，这个腓利这个人呢就出现了。他所做的呢就是他是向那些孤儿寡妇来派饭送的。
And some people see those people who are distributing the food as like the first, deacons.
咁样咧，但系当时候咧，如果你喺教会派饭送嘅咧，其实你就系嗰啲执事嚟噶啦。
But in the beginning part of Acts chapter 8, we see that God uses Philip to also to evangelize people。
咁样喺《使徒行传》第八章开始嘅时候咧，亦都有睇得到咧呢个咁嘅执事腓利咧系有传福音嘅。
In Acts chapter 8 verse 4, it mentions that there was a lot of persecution of the Jewish Christians.
喺使徒行传第八章第四节嗰度又讲到咧，因为嗰个逼迫基督徒嘅缘故咧，嗰啲逼基督徒咧就分散去各处啦。
And so those people were scattered from the city of Jerusalem.
咁样咧就啲信徒咧就由耶路撒冷咧一路分散去各处嚟居住。
And it mentions that Philip went to the area of Samaria.
咁咧就有讲到咧，喺《使徒行传》第八章第五节咧，有讲到阿腓利咧就去到撒玛利亚去传讲神嘅道。
And some of you know that the Samaritan people were half Jewish and half Gentile。
咁咧，大家或者有啲背景知道咧，撒玛利亚人咧就系杂种嘅，一半系犹太人，一半咧就系外邦人。
But as Philip shared the good news with them.Many of them became Christians.
咁咧，腓利去到撒玛利亚嘅时候咧，就见得到好多呢啲撒玛利亚人咧归信耶稣。
And so Philip was having a very successful ministry to the Samaritan.
所以咧，可以咁讲，腓利咧喺撒玛利亚咧有一个好成功嘅事工。
But then we come to this passage.
咁跟住咧就嚟到使徒行传第八使徒行传第八章嘅廿六节呢个故事啦。
In verse 26, it says, an angel came to Philip and said, rise and go toward the south to the road that leads down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.
咁咧就第廿六章个故事一开头咧就话咯，有主嘅一个使者啦，对腓利话啦，起来向南行走，往那从耶路撒冷下加撒嘅路上去，那路系旷野嘅。
Now I must admit, I never had a conversation with an angel.
咁样咧就可以同大家讲啦，我从来咧就冇话遇见到一个天使噶。
But sometimes angels can just be like.Ordinary human being.
但是在圣经里面呢看得到那些天使呢有时呢一来的时候呢就好像一个人那样。
The word angel actually means messenger.
那么就在原文呢天使这个字呢就是说那个带着信息的人就是报信的人。
And so God sometimes use these angels to be his messengers to people.
所以呢就是神会用到这些天使呢来到成为一个带信息的人。
And we should note here,That God didn't use angels to share the good news with people.
但系睇得到咧，圣经里边睇得到神咧系冇直情叫个天使去传福音嘅，要冇叫天使去叫人信耶稣嘅。
Now he could have done that.
佢可以其实差派好多天使嚟叫人信耶稣嘅。
But instead, God's plan is for the Christians to go share the good news with other people.
但系大家睇得到神咧，成日咧就会用人啊，我哋信徒啊嚟到去将呢个福音传开。
But God did use this angel to tell Philip, I want you to go from Samaria and go down to this, road that leads to Gaza.
咁样咧，就呢次咧，就系神咧就要嘅差派咗个天使去叫腓利呢个嘅信徒咧嚟到去到呢个加撒嘅路上边嚟到去传福音。
Now Gaza was heading toward Egypt.
咁咧，加撒呢个路咧，一路去咧就会去到埃及噶啦。
It was just north of the Sinai Peninsula。
咁咧就喺西奈半岛嘅北边咧，呢个加撒嘅路咧就行落去。
And so it was sort of a desert area, and very few people lived there。
咁咧系一个旷野嘅地方咧，好少人住嘅嗰度。
And so I imagine Philip would have been thinking to himself, "Why is God Why is God sending an angel to send me to this other place?
咁咧，当时候腓利咧见到呢个天使嘅时候咧，腓利一定会谂啦，就话神点解要我无端端走到去咁旷野冇人住嘅地方
？Because earlier in this chapter, it says that Philip had a very successful ministry with the Samaritan people.
咁记唔记得头先我哋讲到咧，就系腓利当时候咧喺撒玛利亚咧有好成功嘅事工，有好多人信耶稣喺撒玛利亚。
But instead of going where there was lots of people, he was being told to go to a place there was very few people.
咁样好奇怪㗎啦，就係神一叫佢唔好去好多人嘅地方，反而去到旷野冇人住嘅地方。
And then it mentions about this Ethiopian eunuch.
咁跟住呢就有另外一个人物出现啦，就係呢个埃提阿伯嘅太监。
Now, Ethiopian means that this person came from an area that was south of Egypt.
咁样就系埃提阿伯，即系而家嘅埃塞俄比亚咧，就系喺埃及嘅南边。
He was probably a black man。
咁啊，可能真系一个非洲黑人嚟噶。
Certainly a Gentile。
啊，一定系外邦人嚟噶啦。
And definitely not Jewish, not a Samaritan。
佢亦都唔会系犹太人，亦都唔系撒玛利亚人。
And then it mentions that he is a eunuch。
咁咧，佢系亦都要讲到佢系一个太监。
Now,It was very common in those days that high officials who were associated with a king or a queen would be castrated.
原来当时候嗰个社会里面呢，如果你要喺皇宫做一啲好高嘅职位呢，你系要变成太监嘅。
They did not want these people to impregnate the women in the wives of these kings.
咁样咧，当然啦，你要系喺皇宫里边服侍咧，嗰啲皇帝咧就好惊咧呢啲好高职位嘅官员咧会系同佢啲妻子发生关系，所以咧就要就变成太监。
If they did, then they would somehow have some claim to the throne.
如果呢啲好高职位嘅官员能够同皇帝嘅太太或者妃嫔有咗留咗业种嘅话咧，咁以后咧呢个皇位继承人咧就会成为问题。
So we have this very unusual person who was an Ethiopian eunuch。
所以咧，我喺呢个圣经故事里边咧，又讲咗一个好奇特嘅人，就系一个埃提阿伯嘅太监。
And he was probably, and it mentions here that he was the treasurer for the queen of Ethiopia.
佢甚至咧就系讲到咧，就系佢系埃提阿伯女王啊，甘大基手下管理银库嗰个嘅主管。
So he is probably a very high official。
所以咧，佢系喺呢个女王嘅手下咧，系好高职位嘅。
And he probably was not by himself, but probably with part of a very large caravan。
一个咁高位嘅喺皇宫出嚟嘅太监咧，佢系一定会有好多随从同佢一齐嚟噶。
And this passage also mentions to us that he was a person that was interested in Judaism。
仲得意嘅咧就系呢个嘅太监咧，系对呢个犹太教非常之有兴趣。
It mentions that he had gone to Jerusalem to worship God。
佢有讲到咧，就系佢系去耶路撒冷咧嚟到敬拜犹太人嘅王。
Somehow he had heard about the Jewish God。
因为咧，佢系有听到犹太人嘅神。
And he traveled all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem。
于是乎咧，佢就系由佢个国家埃提阿伯一路去到耶路撒冷去朝见犹太人嘅神。
Now this is at least 200 miles。
呢个咧起码系有200里嘅路程。
And the way they traveled in those days, it probably took months for him to go from his country to Jerusalem。
如果喺当时嘅社会嚟讲咧，由埃塞俄比亚要行到去耶路撒冷咧，系要几个月嘅时间嘅。
But yet he was attracted and interested in the God of Israel。
咁咧得意在咧，就系因为佢对犹太教嗰个嘅向往咧，佢咧就系要去到耶路撒冷。
And while he is in Jerusalem, maybe he heard a little bit about Jesus。
咁样咧，可能去到耶路撒冷嘅时候咧，有听闻过耶稣基督呢个人物。
How this person claimed to be the Messiah？
咁咧就亦都有可能听闻过咧，耶稣基督咧话系弥赛亚。
How he was crucified？
是又有听过耶稣基督 被钉死的故事。
Maybe even heard some stories of resurrection.
甚至呢他可能听过呢有人传闻呢耶稣基督复活的事情。
So he certainly did not seem to fully understand.
所以呢他在去完耶路撒冷的时候呢可能呢他、在即是有对有些事情呢很混乱。
But definitely he was a person that was interested in the God of the Jewish people.
咁呢就好肯定㗎啦呢个太监呢係对犹太教嘅神呢係非常之有兴趣嘅。
In fact, he had a copy, it seems, of the book of Isaiah.
佢甚至喺手上呢係有一本以赛亚书旧约嘅以赛亚书。
Now you have to remember, they didn't have Bibles like this in those old days.
喺嗰陣时候呢呢个圣经呢佢哋手上冇呢本圣经㗎。
They had scrolls.
他们是一些书卷一卷的。
Everything had to be handwritten.
就当然就没有印刷了全部就用手抄的。
But because he was a high official with perhaps a lot of wealth, he was able to get a copy of the book of Isaiah.
因为他是这么高权位的人也可能又很有钱他可以买到一本手抄本的以赛亚书。
And in fact, he was reading from the book of Isaiah when Philip comes to this area.
咁呢当腓利去遇见佢嘅时候就睇得到呢个太监係攞住嗰本以赛亚书喺度读緊嘅。
And so in verse 29 and 30, we see that Philip makes contact with this Ethiopian eunuch.
所以呢喺圣经呢度讲到29节呢就睇到话腓利呢就开始去贴近嗰个车呢嚟到去同呢个太监呢有一啲嘅对话。
Here the Holy Spirit says to Philip, go over and join this chariot.
在29节那里讲话圣灵呢就对腓利讲话你去贴近那车走。
Now, when people were reading something, they usually didn't read silently, but they read out loud.
当时候那些人读书呢不是就这样读的他是真的讲出来一路念出来的。
And it just so happens,that this Ethiopian eunuch was reading from Isaiah chapter 53.
啱啱嗰陣时候腓利行到去车嘅旁边呢呢个太监呢就喺以赛亚书嘅第53章呢就开始喺度读啦。
I would say it's very similar to say if you were to sit next to somebody on the bus.
就好似呢你喺搭巴士嘅时候坐喺你旁边嗰个乘客喺度读书咁样。
And that person was reading from the Bible.
咁呢就如果你諗下如果你喺度搭緊巴士你旁边嗰个乘客呢就攞住本圣经。
And we're reading from John chapter 3 about how to be born again.
咁呢就喺约翰福音啱啱呢你嗰个你旁边嘅乘客就讲到约翰福音第三章点样去接受耶稣。
Now we may say, this is just coincidence.
咁呢我哋你可以话呢呢个系巧合啫。
We say this Ethiopian eunuch was just lucky.
咁呢就可能係呢啱啱个太监又咁啱腓利行埋去嗰陣时佢又咁啱又读到嗰卷书啫。
We can say, no, God was working.
但係我哋信神嘅人我哋知道呢个係神嘅一个嘅好巧妙嘅安排。
He was preparing him for a divine appointment.
神呢其实就喺度预备緊太监呢係喺一个嘅好特别嘅场合里面嚟到遇见佢。
He was also preparing Philip to meet this person at this particular time.
神呢亦都係安排腓利喺正嗰个时刻行到去嘅车嗰度啱啱嗰个时间嘅神嘅巧妙嘅安排。
And Philip takes the initiative to begin a conversation with this Ethiopian eunuch.
咁呢就腓利呢就开始呢就想同呢个太监呢有一段对话啦。
Now, Philip could have said, oh, I could not speak to this high official.
咁呢就腓利当时候呢可能同自己咁讲话哇呢、这个咁高权贵喺嘅太监我点可能同佢讲任何嘢。
I'm just a nobody.
我只不过是一个好平民啫。
This person is very, very important.
咁呢呢个咁喺皇宫里面有咁大权势嘅一个官员我点可能。
He may not want to talk with me.
佢可能根本就唔睬我啦。
He is too rich. He's not interested in the gospel.
咁同埋咧，佢又咁有錢，佢邊度會想要福音啊？
He has a very comfortable life already.
咁佢個生活都咁奢華咁好啦，都唔需要神啦。
And plus, this man, he's a black man. I'm a Jew.
仲有，佢係一個黑人嚟嘅，我係一個猶太人，我點可能同佢傳福音咧
？And so Philip could have made all these excuses.
咁當時候腓利咧，可能係用好多呢啲咁嘅藉口咧嚟到去唔出聲算啦。
And yet he was.Motivated and did what the Holy Spirit told him to do.
咁当时候腓利咧，却系咧，嚟到去顺从圣灵嗰个带领咧，嚟到去到同呢个太监有一个嘅段嘅对话。
And then in verses 31 through 35, it talks about how this Ethiopian eunuch became a Christian. His conversion.
咁咧就喺第31节开始咧，个故事发展到咧，就系话呢个太监点样信耶稣嘅咧？
Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
腓利就问太监话啦，你所读嘅你明白吗
？And the Ethiopian eunuch says, "How can I unless someone guides me?"
咁样咧，太监就回答话啦，冇人指教我，我点会明白呢
？And so Philip came up to him and started explaining the Bible and particularly what this passage meant.
於是乎咧，太监就请咗腓利上车啦，嚟到去慢慢俾腓利去解释呢段经文系讲咩嘅。
You see, he was reading from Isaiah 53, and where it says, "Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter; like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation?" For his life is taken away from the earth.
咁咧，就当时候太监佢所读嘅经文就系以下呢段以赛亚书第53章嗰段经文。他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。他卑微嘅时候，人不按公义审判他。谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。
So as he the Ethiopian eunuch was reading this passage. He was wondering, "Who's it talking about?"
咁咧，当太监喺度读紧呢段嘅经文嘅时候咧，佢啊太监一路喺度怀疑紧啦，究竟呢段经文系讲紧边个
？And so he could possibly think that maybe Isaiah is talking about himself.
咁咧，太监咧就谂到啦，呢个系以赛亚书啦，究竟系咪以赛亚先知喺度讲紧自己咧
？Because many of the prophets were rejected by the people.
因为咧，佢知得到咧，有好多嘅先知喺旧约嘅先知咧，都系俾当时嘅世代嚟到去遗弃嘅。
Many of them were persecuted.
有好多嘅旧约嘅先知咧，都系被逼迫嘅。
And so maybe that's who the prophet is talking about.
咁所以太监就谂紧啦，以赛亚先知系咪讲紧自己喺度咁惨咧
？But if Philip referred him perhaps to the context of those verses.
咁所以咧，腓利当时候喺车上边咧，就同太监咧，可能就同佢讲解释一下咧，呢段以赛亚书呢样嘅经文咧，系喺乜嘢嘅背景里边讲嘅。
Let me read for you the two verses before this quoted passage.
咁样咧，就我哋翻去真系以赛亚书53章呢段嘅经文嘅前后嘅经文点样讲
？It says.And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. With his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被上帝击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷路，各人偏行己路。
The context shows that this person was taking on the sins of the world.
呢度有讲到以赛亚先知系讲紧一个人，佢将世人嘅罪担喺佢嘅身上。
He was taking on the punishment so other people would not have to receive this punishment.
呢个人将世人嘅所有嘅刑罚都担喺佢嘅身上，以致到世人都唔需要担呢个刑罚。
And many of you are familiar with that passage because maybe we even read it last weekend on Good Friday.
咁样就呢、這个呢段经文我哋都好熟悉，尤其是咧喺两个礼拜前我哋嘅复活节嘅时候。
We know that this passage speaks about Jesus。
呢个就系讲紧耶稣基督。
How he came and was crucified。
就系耶稣基督点样嚟到世上嚟到去受死。
How he was rejected by the Jewish people。
就系话耶稣基督点样俾当时嘅犹太人嚟到拒绝。
But the Jewish people were hoping for a political Messiah。
因为当时候嘅犹太人系想尼赛亚成为佢哋一个政治嘅领袖。
They were looking for someone who would throw off the Roman domination。
因为当时候嘅犹太人系想尼赛亚嚟到嘅时候咧，就系将当时嘅罗马政府嚟到去推翻。
But Philip was able to use the scriptures to show him the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ。
腓利当时候就用以赛亚书呢段嘅经文嚟到去将福音带出嚟俾太监认识。
And in verse 36 to 40, we see the consequences。
咁样翻翻嚟今日嘅经文，但呢个故事咧，就喺第34节咧，就讲到嗰、那个太监嘅回应啦。
That he was a person, this Ethiopian eunuch became a Christian。
呢个咧就系呢个埃提亚伯嘅太监咧，愿意接受耶稣基督。
How do we know that?
我哋点知道佢信咗耶稣呢？
Because he wanted to get baptized.
因为佢想受洗。
As he saw some water, he said, he wanted to get baptized.
因为当时候呢就太监见到外面呢有啲水啦，咁就同腓利讲话，
so、
我想受洗。
He wanted to show his profession of faith publicly before his whole caravan.
因为呢他想在他的随从这么多的随从的面前呢来到承认他是信了耶稣的人。
Now, there was no time for him to get his life together.
因为呢他当时候呢他没有说、哎、我要悔改，跟着呢有一段时间来到去将我的生命重整。
He didn't have time to read more about the Bible.
咁咧，佢亦都冇机会咧话，哎，等我再读多啲圣经，我先至信耶稣啦。
He didn't even have time to go to church.
佢甚至当时系冇教会嚟到去。
But his faith was sufficient for him to be baptized.
但系当时候佢对耶稣基督嘅信心已经足够，系佢要想被去受洗。
So what are some of the lessons that we can draw from this very interesting story?
这个很特别的故事，我们可以从中拿出什么教训呢？
Well, one, we must be prepared to follow God's leading.
所以第一样最要紧的就是我们要随时随地来到去愿意顺从圣灵的带领。
In the story, we see that God guided Philip through an angel and also through the Holy Spirit.
这里个故事有讲到腓利最初是见到个天使，然之后咧圣灵亦都系敦促佢做事嘅。
Now I've shared with you, I've never, at least as far as I know, had a conversation with an angel。
所以头先咧我已经讲过啦，我从来咧系冇同一个天使有对话嘅。
And I've never had an audible voice that the Holy Spirit told me to do this or that。
啊，亦都唔会话喺天上嚟一个声音咧话同我讲嘢噶，冇呢咁嘅经验。
But I also believe that God moves us and guides us internally as well。
但系我好深信，作为每一个信徒嘅咧，神咧会喺我哋嘅内心里边动工，俾我哋有感动。
As we are open and submissive to the Holy Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit guides us and helps us in making certain decisions。
我好深信咧，圣灵咧系喺我哋嘅心里边不断嘅做工作，而圣灵咧系有时候咧会去感动你，系做一啲嘅决定，但系咧就叫你哋去顺从圣灵嘅带领。
Sometimes he even tells us to do things that are not that easy for us。
有阵时候喺你内心里边，圣灵会感动你去做一啲难嘅事，或者自己唔系咁想做嘅事。
In the case of Philip, he had to go far away to another place。
咁咧就喺腓利呢个故事里边咧，圣灵感动佢嘅时候咧，佢系要离开撒玛利亚去到一个好远嘅地方。
He had to encounter a very high official。
佢要去到一个咁高位嘅权贵嘅面前嚟到传福音。
He had to deal with someone with a different ethnicity from his
own。佢要系去喺另外一个种族嘅人嘅面前嚟到传福音。
And so we should be open to that as well in our own life。
所以我哋作为信徒嘅，我哋喺自己嘅生命嘅里边，当圣灵感动你嘅时候咧，我哋都要顺从。
That sometimes God may be prompting us to reach out, certainly to someone in our own family.
有可能聖靈去感動你，嚟到去關心你嘅呢個你嘅親戚朋友嗰個屬靈嘅光景。
But sometimes it may be to a stranger, someone else, who's of a different background.
咁有阵时圣灵会感动你嚟到去向嗰啲同我哋唔同族裔嘅，同我哋一啲嘅陌生人嚟到传福音。
In the important lesson that we learn from Philip is that he did what the Holy Spirit guided him to do。
呢个故事有讲到腓利所做嘅就系去顺从圣灵俾佢嘅感动而去出去做。
So the question is, are we listening and to what the Holy Spirit wants us to do?
所以个问题就系我哋作为信徒嘅，我哋有冇好好咁样聆听圣灵喺我哋嘅内心里边所讲嘅说话咧
？The second lesson that we learn from this story is that God is preparing people and circumstances。
咁第二个教训就系啦，神咧系会预备佢嘅工人系作一啲嘅工作嘅。
I think from this story you can tell that God, in some sense, wanted this Ethiopian eunuch.To become a Christian.
在神的安排里面看得到这个故事就是好像神就是说已经是想这个太监是听到福音的。
That he guided Philip to go to this deserted area to meet him on the road.
所以神就是很巧妙地安排到腓利去到这个旷野的路里面来到遇见这个太监。
That he was just so happened that he was reading this portion from Isaiah 53.
而咧神咧就啱啱佢巧妙嘅安排嗰个时间咧，就系阿太监咧就喺度读紧以赛亚书53章。
That this was not some chance appointment, but something that God had planned.
所以呢一切一切嘅安排唔系嘅巧合，唔系话好彩，系神背后奇妙嘅安排。
And so again, if you look back at your own how you became a Christian, God orchestrated things so that you would be able to hear the gospel.
所以大家想返起当时候你点解会信耶稣呢，其实唔系好彩，唔系巧合，一切都系神背后有佢美好嘅安排。
Now today, some people may be thinking, oh, people don't want to hear the gospel anymore.
咁有阵时候我哋做基督徒嘅就有嘅咁嘅心态呢，就哎呀而家啲人都唔想听福音。
This country is getting very liberal and they don't want to hear what the Bible says.
美国呢越来越走下坡啦，喺美国冇人想听福音㗎啦。
But I would remind you that in this story from the early church, this was a time of intense persecution of Christians.
所以但係你睇返喺当时候呢个故事嗰个背景呢，係基督徒受尽逼迫嘅时候喎。
People were being killed, martyred for the faith, like Stephen.
咁当时候个社会咧系会捉啲基督徒出嚟嚟到去殉道嘅，就好似使提犯咁样。
But in this story, it tells us God is still working。
所以咧喺一个咁大嘅迫害嘅底下咧，神仍然喺度工作。
He is preparing people's hearts。
佢仍然系预备紧人心去接受福音。
The Holy Spirit is working。
圣灵系喺不时嘅不断嘅系喺度工作。
The last lesson that we learn from this story is that we must be prepared to share the good news.
咁最后一个教训我哋要知道咧，就系咧，我哋要随时预备好，当有机会嘅时候就传讲呢个福音。
As I mentioned in the beginning, Philip was not one of the apostles.
咁咧，头先讲到啦，腓利咧就系唔系一个使徒嚟噶。
He was, you might say, a lay person.
咁咧，佢系一个平信徒嚟噶。
His first job in the church was.Handing out the food.
咁啊，呢个平信徒嘅腓利咧，佢喺教会所做嘅工作咧，只不过系派饭送嘅啫，俾啲孤儿寡妇派饭送嘅啫。
But he was a person that was willing to learn.
但系咧，腓利系一个好虚心、好想学嘢嘅人。
He was a person that willing to be used by God.
佢系好愿意俾神去使用嘅一个平信徒。
And so God can use all of us as well.
所以睇得到神系可以用我哋每一位嘅平信徒。
That in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, Peter says, we should always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
Chapter 3 verse 15. 呢度咧就喺彼得前书第三章第十五节咧就话要只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你心中盼望嘅缘由，就要常作准备，以温柔敬畏嘅心回答各人。
Certainly, God used some famous evangelists.
我哋已经见过神会用一啲好出名嘅传道人。
But God also uses individual people as well.
但系我哋深信神会用我哋每一位嘅平信徒。
And God can use you.
系神亦都会用你。
Let me close with this real story.
咁咧就结束嘅时候咧，想同大家讲一讲一个真实嘅故事。
I was at a conference one year, and this a person shared this testimony.
咁我去到一个嘅大会里边咧，其中一个嘅讲员咧就喺度讲佢自己嘅见证。
And it's a story about how this person actually missed a divine appointment.
咁咧就呢个讲员想话俾大家听一个见证咧，就话佢错过咗一个神俾佢一个机会。
This young man was a college student. His name was Andrew.
咁咧就呢个Andrew 呢个嘅大学生嚟嘅。
And he was a Christian.
咁咧佢系一个基督徒。
And he had a roommate in his first year named John.
咁咧就佢喺大学一年班嘅时候咧，佢有个同佢同屋嘅同房嘅就系叫做阿 John 嘅同学。
And John was not a Christian.
咁咧 John 咧就唔系一个基督徒嚟噶。
And so they shared the same room for a whole year.
咁样就喺佢大学一年班成年嘅里边咧 ，Andrew 咧呢个基督徒咧就同 John 呢个非基督徒咧系同埋一个室友咧就同住一个嘅宿舍。
Now Andrew, as a Christian, wanted to share the gospel with John.
咁咧 ，Andrew 呢个基督徒咧一路咧就想向阿 John 嚟到去传福音。
But he always found an excuse not to share the gospel.
咁咧佢经常咧都能够揾到借口咧嚟到话唔系今日同佢讲啦，唔好讲啦。
Oh, he's not interested.
咁咧，佢就会同自己讲话：阿 John 唔会有兴趣噶。
He's not ready yet.
咁阿 John 系未准备好接受福音噶。
And so toward the end of that first year, the non-Christian John was walking through the park.
咁咧就
One
day. 咁有一日咧，咁咧就呢个佢个室友咧，就阿 John 咧就喺个公园嗰度行过。
It's probably a park like the Boston Common.
咁咧就好似我哋波士顿公园嗰个嘅公园咁样。
And you know, in the Boston Common, sometimes there are these people who are like street evangelists.
咁样咧就喺嗰个公园里边咧，有一啲街头报道嘅传道人喺度。
And sometimes we think, oh, nobody ever listens to those people.
咁样我哋就话，诶，佢可能根本就即系我哋见到嗰啲喺街头报道嗰啲人，系冇人理佢哋噶。
But John heard the street evangelist and he listened.
咁样咧，呢个John 咧就见到呢个街头报道嘅人咧，咁啊，佢对呢个非常有兴趣。
And he became a Christian through the street evangelist.
咁样就系因为藉住呢次嘅街头报道咧，阿John咧就信咗耶稣啦。
So he came back to share with his roommate.
咁咧就阿 John 就好开心啦，翻到嚟咧就同阿 Andrew 讲翻呢件事啦。
He says, "I've become a Christian."
咁咧就 ，Hey Andrew 啊，我信咗耶稣。
And John says, "Hey, I'm a Christian too."
咁啊 ，Andrew
啫
，Andrew 咁啊 ，Andrew 咧 ，Andrew 咧就话 ，Hey， 你知唔知道其实我都系基督徒嚟噶
？And John asked this very convicting question.
咁样咧 ，John 咧就。跟住就问咗一个好严重嘅问题啦。
How come you never shared with me before?
Andrew, 你一路系基督徒，成年你都冇同我传过福音嘅。
And so, it shows to us that sometimes we can miss the divine opportunities that God may have.
有阵时候我哋就错过咗神俾我哋传福音嘅机会。
That God is preparing people's hearts, and we need to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit.To be able to share the gospel with people who need to hear it.
其实神一路喺度预备人嘅心去接受福音，我哋需要系顺从圣灵俾我哋嘅感动嚟到去作圣灵嘅工。
And this story from the book of Acts certainly dramatizes that.
所以今日喺圣经里边呢个嘅太监嘅故事，亦都俾我哋一个咁好嘅教训。
Yes, God uses these gifted evangelists.
我哋睇到神好重用一啲好大牌嘅传道人嘅讲员。
But God is also using individual Christians to reach other Christians, other people as well.
我更加深信神系会用我哋每一位嘅平信徒嚟到去将福音传开。
Let's bow together and pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, we thank you for this story in the book of Acts.
天父，我哋感谢你喺《使徒行传》呢个故事俾我哋嘅教训。
It shows to us, Lord, that you are working in ways that we don't even understand.
我哋深信神你不断嘅工作，系你嘅工作，甚至系我哋冇办法测度嘅。
Yes, it seems that our world is getting worse and worse.
我哋好似睇得到呢个世界上边嗰个嘅属灵嘅气氛越嚟越差。
But your Holy Spirit is also working as well.
但系我哋深信圣灵你系不断嘅工作。
And you are preparing people's hearts to receive your good news.
你不断嘅嚟到预备人嘅心嚟到去接受福音。
And we want to be people who you can utilize.
我哋希望都系能够俾你系去使用。
We want to be people who are sensitive to your Holy Spirit's leading.
我哋都希望能够对圣灵嗰个嘅带领嚟到有敏锐。
That we are open to talking with people outside of our comfort zone.
又亦都俾我哋有胆量去向一啲我哋陌生嘅人嚟嘅传福音。
We also recognize that we need to be prepared as well.
我哋都知道我哋需要我哋自己嚟到预备好。
We need to know the gospel.
我哋要将福音嚟到去认识清楚。
We need to know your word.
我哋要将你嘅话语嚟到认识清楚。
And so we pray that you would utilize each one of us to reach others.
我哋祈祷嘅就系我哋你使用我哋教会里边每一位嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到去传福音。
Because you have appointed us, not angels, but appointed us to share the good news with others.
但系你唔系叫天使去传福音，你系其实叫我哋每一位嘅信徒嚟到将呢个福音传开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我哋咁样祷告，奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.